Morning, everyone. It's nice to spend some time with you guys this morning. I'm Brenda from Hollywood House Church. Let me open us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the chance to gather online and study your words this morning. I pray that we will lay down all the burdens and worries. Lord, just soften our hearts and open our ears so we can fully experience you this morning. Let me receive your peace so that I may be able to share with others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so now let me go to the One app and read the verses. Today we're reading John 8 and 1 John 3. John 8, 12 to 30. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. They said to him, therefore, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, I am going away and you will seek me and you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you are from below. I'm from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. I told you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world that I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. Let's move on to 1 John 3:1-3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that I did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we should be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. When I was reading John 8 about Jesus is the light of the world, of course, I thought about P. Samuel's message on Sunday, where he talks about when Jesus' light shines into our lives, blind and sinful people sometimes get offensive, but we should rise up and refuse to walk in darkness. So this actually reminds me of my dental checkups for some reason. Even though my teeth can look okay and perfect from the outside, once the doctor order a x-ray and when the photo is shown in front of the light box, You can see all the cavities. You know, nothing can stay hidden. Even the smallest cavity has nowhere to hide. So I don't know about you, but I always feel quite embarrassed in this situation. But of course, I understand, you know, having this procedure, it helps the doctor, the dentist, to identify the issue and then give the right treatment. And also remind me to take better care of my teeth. So yeah, so I think from that message, this is the X-ray light in our life that it can spot all the issues and sins and areas that I need to work on, which is great. But when I reflect further in my own experience, I find that the Jesus is also the light that helps me to see things in a different way, or should I say his way. Maybe some of you have heard or know that during the past 2 years, during the COVID time, I was out of a job for almost 10 months. So I always thought, I always ponder if I was not a Christian, I would probably blame the situation on economy, on COVID, people from my office, my boss, and maybe myself. I would probably complain to friends and families about how unfortunate I was and just immerse myself in self-pity. Don't get me wrong, I think I still did some of these on a bad day during my waiting time. But I think because of the light of Jesus, I managed to see this whole situation with a different lens. For this, I'm not saying this light is a beautifying light that hides all the flaws of your skin that nowadays people use to take photos to give you the illusion that things are not that bad. That's not what I meant. I think this is more of a light of wisdom that helps me to look beyond my suffering and try to find the meaning of all these while building a deeper relationship with him. So if I can share what my learnings are during this period of waiting, it's definitely being able to trust him more and then use my experience to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ who are going through the same suffering, which I did. I know 100% that I wouldn't have these learnings if I don't have Jesus' light in my life. So with this light in our lives, everything should look different. So when we look at beautiful natures, we appreciate his creation. When we see happiness or celebration in our lives, we worship him and we thank him. And even when we see disasters, sickness, or even death, his light will help us bear the sorrows of darkness. Now I would like to invite our worship leader, Sam, to start the worship. And let's just reflect on Jesus' light, this word. So how are you seeing things differently with his light in your life? How are you behaving differently? Let's reflect on that.
There's no darkness in your eyes. There's no question in your mind, God Almighty, God of mercy. There's no hiding from your face. There's no striving in your grace, God of mercy, God Almighty, Let there be light. Open the eyes of the blind. Purify our hearts in your fire. Breathe in us, we pray. Jesus, have your way. And there's no borders in your love, no division in your love, God of heaven. Freedom. There's no taking back the cross, no regretting what it cost, God of freedom, God of heaven. Lord, have your way.
Thank you, Sam. So let me read the prayer from the One app. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for school children, especially those who have been adversely affected by online schooling in 2021. We pray for special grace upon school teachers and support staff, for an extra gift of patience and a new love for their pupils. We pray for Christ's name to be exalted in our schools and for our youth ministers and Christian teachers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think the parents need that too. Yeah, especially me. Okay, let's... let's move on to the community prayers. Let's pray for people who are suffering cancer or going through chemotherapies. Pray that God's healing hand will touch them. Let's pray. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who are suffering through illness. Lord, I pray that you will touch them, you heal them, bring salvation to them. Let's pray. Pray for people with infirmities. Lord, pray that you just give them strength and also at the same time provide healing to these people. Let's pray. Let's pray for brothers and sisters, families who are going through COVID. Lord, I pray for healing for people who got COVID, and pray for protection over their family members from getting it. And also, let's pray for brothers and sisters who are in the front line, the medical working capacity. Lord, we pray for just extra strength and extra protection that they can do there, they can help other people. Let's pray. Let's pray for others who are looking for jobs. Pray for open doors and pray that their faith will be strengthened during the time of waiting. Let's pray. Let's pray for our mission focus. Pray for SP Japan. Pray for SP Tokyo. Sorry, for Sophia, Junmin, and Hyunjin. And pray for SP New York. Pray for our intercessor, Juanita. And pray for SP India. Pray for Kelly. Pray that you just give all the leaders wisdom and help them to have the best leadership and so that they can do your work well. Let's pray. So let's pray for mission council. Pray for Samuel, Sally, Mike, P. Andrew, and John. Pray for wisdom on how to manage your work. We also pray for STM, our foster and adoption ministry. Pray for Cadence. Pray for our Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SP Youth. Pray that they will have a fruitful gathering. Pray for the sisters who are expecting. Lord, I just pray that you just give them extra strength and protection during the time of COVID. And pray that they will also be able to rest well and not have too much stress in this time. Lastly, let's pray for the house church that are gathering tonight. So Go, McCain, Daddy, Province Bay, and Westside. Pray that either meeting online, they will still have a fruitful discussion and that your Holy Spirit will touch them. Let's pray. So let me close this in prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder that you are the light of our lives. There is no other light than you, and every single one of us needs your light in our life. We pray that you would help us to always see things with your light, even in difficult times. Please bless our day ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Have a God-blessed day. Bye-bye.